And now with our spotlight segment for Art in the Air, we have Artsy Fine Arts and Antiques in Chesterton. And first up, we have Bridget Nadolsky. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Well, first off, I wanted to say happy 2-year anniversary.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it is. July 20th will be our anniversary.
How wonderful.
So tell us what's going on now. We're kind of crawling out of the COVID-19, and I know you've been shut down, but you're now kind of reopening and events and things like that. So give us a rundown on that, Bridget.
Well, we're excited to be opening back up. We are asking for our customers to please use a face mask when they come in. We are open from Wednesday to Saturdays now, from 10 to 2. And we're excited to show off the art, especially since a lot of the art fairs have been canceled in the area. So we're hoping to enrich our community with art, and the art that they'll be missing at these fairs, they can come see it at Artsy.
Do you have new artists?
We have a couple new artists. We have one gal named Rebecca Bell, who is new to us, who is making beautiful acrylic pour coasters right now. She's one of the new ones.
Oh, excellent.
Bridget, are you doing anything online, like showing your pieces on there?
We are. We are on Facebook. You can see us at Artsy Fine Arts and Antiques on Facebook. We post all our events.
And you should probably spell that out because it's not like it sounds.
Oh, okay. It's ARTZ for art. Fine, and then Art Z, and Antiques ends with a Z instead of an S as well.
So I've been seeing your little videos about when you're open and things like that. So what hours are you running right now as you're kind of coming out of this COVID-19 thing?
We're starting on Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 2 right now.
Okay. And so you've tried to have some events. Do you have anything coming in the future as far as events?
We do. We have an estate sale coming, and I'm going to pass my phone over to my business partner, Kathy DeLeo, for that.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kathy. Tell us about the estate sale.
Okay, so our details are we are going to start with having estate sales, and we're going to try to do it once a month on a Saturday. I'm thinking the third Saturday of the month, second or third Saturday, but our first one is going to be July 18th, and it's going to be from 9 to 4.
Okay, and that's right there on Calumet where your shop is.
Absolutely. We have a huge room, and we do have a basement as well. So we're going to be having some antiques and some collectibles, a lot of great stuff.
Hey, tell us how you've been surviving during COVID-19. I know the shop has mostly had to been shut down, and Bridget just talked about doing some stuff online, but how's that affected you, like, personally? What have you been doing to deal with the pandemic?
Well, I think that we've been staying safe, and we've been trying to help people sell things for them. So I've been having them put their things outside their door and picking them up and putting things online. So we've been doing some, you know, service by picking things up at the door or just so that people can just keep moving. I noticed that things seem to sell online more now than actually, you know, people getting out and about because they're still a little nervous.
You're open like now Wednesday through Saturday. What are the hours again?
10 to 2.
10 to 2. And what's your plans for reopening back to your normal schedule?
Well, what we've been doing is on Saturday, we have one of our artists come in and set up a tent outside. So that's, you know, a small way where people are outside and they can come and see some of our great stuff. And then we're sending people in slowly down the hallway to our art gallery in the back, and they're able to come in slowly. So we're using a process where we think everybody feels comfortable.
Right. And you're requiring masks to come in there too, aren't you?
We are, absolutely. If somebody doesn't want to use a mask, we ask that they shop maybe outside, you know, so that they can have the opportunity of, you know, seeing some of our great stuff. But we do recommend it.
Very good. So we have about a minute left. Tell us what the plans are for, you're going to have like kind of a grand pandemic reopening, you think?
Yes, we definitely are. We're going to figure out what day where we can all feel like we're somewhat back to normal. Then we're going to have like a grand reopening, like a ceremony. and hopefully we'll have a lot more things to offer for the community.
We told Bridget, or Esther said, it's your 2-year anniversary. How are you feeling about the shop running?
Oh, we think it's doing fantastic. We are very excited. We're excited that our community is supporting us, and everybody's asking about the classes because they're happy to get back to it, but we just have to do it safely. So
that's true. And Bridget briefly mentioned, I think, that you're planning maybe to do some classes outdoors if possible.
Correct. We have a little garden center in the back. It's very lovely, and Bridget has it set up really nice, so she'll make sure that everybody's social distancing, and, you know, the instructor will, you know, wear a mask and be able to help people out. So it'll work out great.
Great, Kathy. Well, that's Kathy DeLeo and Bridget Nadolski from Artsy Fine Arts and Antiques at 206 South Calumet, and how they're dealing with the pandemic and how they're breaking out from it. Thank you for being on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.